him who was and is become our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for our focus today is the first lesson that was given from Daniel chapter 12. I'd like to read again verse 3. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens. Those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Says the word. And dear friends who have gathered here in God's house to study his word, to praise him from our hearts, it is always a joy to do so, isn't it? You know, there are certain days in our lives that we celebrate, that we look forward to, and sometimes we look back on with a smile in our hearts and on our faces. And maybe one of them is graduation day. And we look forward to celebrating our graduation from high school or college, because then we think, no more homework. I don't have to do anything else. I'm going to celebrate that. It's a good day. Or maybe it's your wedding day. You're looking ahead to your wedding day because then you can spend the rest of your life with the one that you love, to learn how to live with them and to show them the love that you have in your heart. It's a fantastic day. Or maybe it's your retirement day. You know, that day when you get up and you don't have to go to work anymore, and oh, it's going to be so great to be able to do what I want, when I want. We look forward to those good days. But you and I both know that those days, as glorious as they are not the end of our struggles here on earth. When you graduate from high school or college, now you've got to enter the workforce, you have to find a job, and you've got to pay the bills. You have to go to work. That's what happens after graduation. And your wedding day, well, now you have to learn how to live with your husband or your wife to find out what their quirks are and to love them in spite of those quirks, to find out what makes them happy. It's work. And do I have to talk about retirement? When you retire, that's not the end of your struggles. Not at all. You don't have to go to work, but now you got to go to the doctor. Now you got to go to your financial planner. Now you've got to do this, this, and this, and this. And our lives are always a struggle. Sometimes a nice struggle, but sometimes a painful struggle. Out of all the days that we celebrate in our lives, whether it's your graduation day or wedding day or even our retirement day, there is one day that trumps them all. One day after which we will have no struggles. You know, I'm talking about Judgment Day. Now, some people think of Judgment Day with a little bit of anxiety in their hearts. And they wonder if Judgment Day is going to be a good day. Well, it is. It's going to be a joyful day. And our Lord comes to us this morning in through the book of Daniel to remind us that Judgment Day is a good day. And it's coming. And the reason that it's a good day is because it will be the end of our distress, the end of our struggle, and the beginning of our glory with God. So let's dip into the book of Daniel and see what God has to say about Judgment Day. Now, as I said before, it's only normal and natural that we take a look at Judgment Day as we enter the end of times of our church year and as we see the end of 2024 coming up. So what does God have to say to Daniel about Judgment Day? Well, let me give you a little bit of background on Daniel. Daniel was a prophet of God, someone who was completely dedicated to his Lord, even though he served in a governmental position in Babylon. You see, Daniel was deported into exile in 606 BC, and he served the king of Babylon until Cyrus the Persian conquered Babylon in 516 BC. So throughout all of those years, Daniel struggled. Here was a believer living in an unbelieving land. Here was a believer who saw or at least heard of the destruction of the temple. Here was a believer who worshiped his Lord every single day. And when the king heard about this, he got mad at him and threw him in the lion's den. Remember that story? And Daniel faced death because of his faith. And his friends faced death. He had three of his friends that faced death because they were faithful to the Lord and would not bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's golden idol. Those three, remember those three? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yeah, my mom used to say, to bed we go, because it was nighttime and she wanted to get us up to bed. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So in all of Daniel's life, he faced struggles. There were terrifying times. There were dispiriting times. There were times when I think there was a temptation there to just give in and give up. And yet he endured. And even when he was suffering all of these different things, God came to him and gave him some kind of amazing news. He says to him, there will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. Daniel, I'm sure, was thinking, you mean it's going to get worse than it is right now? And God says, yeah, it is. Terrifying times, troubling times. Now, what times were God talking about when he said there'll be a time of distress? What he's talking about right now. We're in the end times. There are terrifying things that are happening in this world of ours that we as Christians can see. And okay, maybe here in Door County, we're not facing death as Daniel faced death, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced death. But there are thousands of Christians every year that lose their lives because of their faith. Terrifying, troubling. And even though we do not face the threat of death here in Door County, we still go through some rather stressful times, don't we? Some terrible times. Maybe it's, well, I know it's because of sin. And because we live in this sinful world, we are going to suffer. Here's one example. We suffer because of our own sinful nature. We battle that every day. You know, that temptation to lie to your parents or to lie to your employer. The temptation to get on the internet and search out a porn site. Or the temptation to just kind of laze along at work. The temptation to fudge a little bit on that expense report. You know, those temptations are zipping through our heads. Our sinful nature says, do you really have to go to church on Sunday? Do you really want to study the Word of God? Do you really want to listen to what the Savior says? That's our sinful human nature. We battle that every day. And then on top of that, we battle the sins of others. You know, that neighbor that gossips about you, or that co-worker that spread a rumor that got you fired. Maybe it was that drunk driver that T-boned you at the stoplight. You know, we battle the sins of others. And then on top of that, we have a culture that promotes themselves. A culture that promotes easy abortion. Culture that promotes cheating your neighbor, getting ahead by any means. A culture that promotes this idea that whoever dies with the most toys wins. A culture that promotes focus on yourself and nobody else. Terrible times, troubling times. It's not easy living as a Christian in this world. It's distressing. And then on top of it all, on top of all of that, we have Satan attacking us. He's the one that kind of worms his way into our brains and plants these thoughts. Is Jesus really this God? Is it really the only way to eternal life if I believe and trust in him? Do I have to really do everything that it says in the Bible? Maybe you get to pick and choose. That's Satan worming his way into our brains. It's distressing. It's troubling. At times it's wearying. Which is a good reason why you're here today, because God wants to remind you that on Judgment Day, all your distress is going to be gone. On Judgment Day, the Lord will wipe away sin from this world of ours, sin from our bodies, sin from our minds, sin from absolutely everything that we will live in and of and for. Just think about that. The absence of sin. No more depression. No more sadness. No more tears, unless they are tears of joy. No more fighting with your neighbors. No more disagreements with your family. No more aches and pains, no more cancer, no more arthritis, no more glasses. I'm really looking forward to that. You know, just it's going to be perfection. It's going to be the absence of sin. There will be no distress whatsoever. And on top of that, God says, it's going to be a good day because you're going to see the glory of God. It's the beginning of the glory of God. So until that day, when our Savior arrives, let's be like Ralph. Ralph was a good dad. And in May of 1 year, Ralph saw in Farmer's Almanac that it was going to be a really hot summer. So Ralph decided that he wanted to build a pool in his backyard for his kids and himself too. Now, a backhoe wasn't in his budget, so he dug the deep end of the pool out all by himself. He poured the footings for the deck, he built the deck, he put up the walls. It was an above ground pool. Put up the walls for that pool, he installed the filter, he installed the electrical, ran it from the house's panel out to the pool, made sure that everything was going on and going well. It was hot, sweaty work. Finally got it done in August, but as he was working, he looked forward to the day when his kids would be splashing and he would have his floating chair, you know, with that cup holder and a cold beverage by his side. That's what kept him going. He was looking ahead to the joys of having that pool. You ought to be like Ralph. I think that's what Daniel was trying to get across to us when he says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Now, the reason that we can look forward to Judgment Day, to receiving the glory of God, is because Christ has done it all. He's the one who built the footings. He's the one who dug the deep end of the pool. He's the one who did it all for us. He suffered and died to wash away all of our sins, and then he credited that to us. He says, here, this is your forgiveness for all of your sins. I earned it, but you have it. That his perfect life, he lived, and gave that to us as well. He said, I'm going to wrap you in a robe of righteousness so that when God the Father looks at you, he does not see your sin. He does not see your lack of a perfect life. What he will see is my payment for sins and my perfect life. You see, Jesus has done it all. He has written our name in the book of life. He chose us from before this world began. He redeemed us. He bought us back. He has given us the guarantee you have the gift of glory. And oh, on that day when our Lord comes again, riding the clouds of glory with all his angels and with all believers who have died before, what a glorious sight that is going to be. We will be able to see God face to face. We will be able to see the full extent of his glory. And he, at that point, will be able to show us the full extent of his love. Right now, we just have a dim reflection of how much God loves us. He sent his son to die for us. That's an amazing reflection of his love. He is with us at every moment in our lives. That's an amazing reflection of his love. He sends his guardian angels to watch over us. That's an amazing reflection of his love. But it is just a small portion. And when he comes again, he is going to show us the full extent of how much he cares for us, how much he loves us, and how much he will do for us in this place that we call paradise, this place that we call heaven. What a glorious day that's going to be. And yet even on top of that, God says, I'm going to bless you even more. He says, I am going to honor you. I'm going to glorify you because not only do you know me, not only do you believe in me, but you've told other people about me. Let me read that again, that last one. Those who are wise, talking about believers, will shine like the brightness of the heavens. We will be glorified. Mm-hmm. And those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. You see, a Christian who tells somebody else about Jesus Christ is going to be honored by God. He said, I'm going to let you shine like the stars in heaven. So let me ask you, are you a star? Well, Have you told somebody else about Jesus Christ? Have you lived your life according to his will and answered questions that people have? Why do you live the way that you live? Have you raised your children to know and trust in Jesus Christ? Have you talked to a neighbor, a co-worker, anybody about your faith? If you've done any of these things, you're a star. And look ahead to Judgment Day when the Lord is not only going to show you the full extent of his love, but he's also going to glorify you, and he's going to have you shine like the stars in the sky because you have done his will, motivated by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's the one who moves us to do these things. Can you see the glory that we're going to have, and we do absolutely nothing to earn it? It's all been given to us. So when Judgment Day comes, is it a good day or a bad day?
Good.
I like your answer. It's a good day. It tops every other day in our lives, whether it's a graduation day, whether it's a wedding day, whether it's a retirement day. Judgment Day is a glorious day. It's a wonderful day because our distress will end and we will see the beginning of the glory of our God. My friend, it's coming. And that's good. Amen. Please go ahead.